Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. South Carolina law requires that the state pay for open primaries using taxpayer funds. The state finances both the Democrat and Republican Party primaries. But last month, members of the South Carolina Libertarian Party found out they're apparently not as equal as the other two major parties. South Carolina has a new election law, which says that parties that want to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and corruption of the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, June 21st, 2014. We're in hour one of the broadcast. We're streaming live at thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia at yahoo.com. We've got a lot of news and information to cover. We'll be taking phone calls in the third hour. Some of the headlines we're going to be discussing next hour. Secret trade agreement covering 68% of the world services published this past week by WikiLeaks. NSA uses 33 countries to intercept web traffic. That's coming from the Snowden files. Pentagon crashed more than 400 military drones. I bet you've not seen that in your mainstream media and the collateral damage that that has caused. Gang members among immigrants surrendering to Border Patrol. Sheriff Arpaio weighing in, Border Patrol is too busy changing diapers to go after illegal immigrants. And inventing terrorism will lead off the 9 o'clock hour. If you've not heard this story, a new study reveals FBI set up terrorism-related prosecutions. Something we've covered here on this broadcast for years. A lot of people have a hard time coming to grips with the sad facts. All that coming up next hour. This hour, price index for meats, poultry, fish, and eggs rocket to an all-time high coming in from CNS News. U.S. food production pricing rising 367% faster than inflation. Ron Paul this past week, haven't we already done enough damage, warns against another Iraq invasion. 19 reasons why you can laugh when anyone tells you that the economy is in good shape. That'll be coming up here shortly. And U.S. fired depleted uranium rounds in civilian areas during the Iraqi campaign in 2003. We'll be covering that here shortly. As well, something we've covered for years on this broadcast, war crimes, if any other nation in the world was to do such a despicable thing, and we'll be covering that here shortly. But to get us started, coming in from the AP, a year after the Supreme Court struck down a law barring federal recognition of gay marriages, the Obama administration granted an array of new benefits yesterday to same-sex couples, including those who live in states where gay marriage is against the law. Now, isn't that interesting? We talk about it so many different times here, your state rights, which are just evaporating before our eyes. And this was all done by, that's right, you guessed it, executive order. The new measures range from Social Security and veterans benefits to work leave for caring for sick spouses. They're a part of President Barack Obama's efforts to expand whatever protections he can offer to gays and lesbians, even though more than half of the states don't recognize gay marriage. Well, he doesn't care about that. That effort has been confounded by laws that some say benefits should be conferred only to couples whose marriages are recognized by the states where they live rather than states where they were married. Aiming to circumvent that issue, the Veterans Affairs Department will start letting gay people who tell the government they are married to a veteran to be buried alongside them in national cemeteries, drawing on the VA's authority to waive the usual marriage requirement. How about that? You're going to start seeing gay couples buried in veterans' cemeteries. In a similar move, the Social Security Administration will start processing some survivor and death benefits for those in same-sex relationships who live in states that don't recognize gay marriage. 19 states plus the District of Columbia currently recognize gay marriage, although court challenges to gay marriage bans are pending in many, many states. Meanwhile, the Labor Department said it would start drafting rules making clear that the Family and Medical Leave Act applies to same-sex couples, ensuring that gay and lesbian workers can take unpaid leave to care for a sick spouse. Attorney General Eric Holder, in a memo to Obama, said the Justice Department has completed its government-wide push to carry out the High Court's 2013 ruling in the United States versus Windsor that struck down part of the Defense of Marriage Act, enabling the federal government to start granting benefits to married same-sex couples. Holder said the impact of that court decision cannot be overstated. At the same time, Holder urged Congress to adopt legislation that Democratic lawmakers have proposed that let the VA and Social Security extend benefits to married couples living in non-gay marriage states. Obama was lending his support to those efforts in Congress, the White House said. The fact that they're endorsing our legislation will give it a boost, said Representative Gerald Nadler, Democrat from New York, who wrote the bill altering the state of residence requirement for VA benefits. But opponents of gay marriage argued that the Obama administration is misinterpreting the court's decision by using the state of residence as the standard for determining which state, which marriages Washington will recognize. You know, we see this so many different ways coming from Washington, D.C. They care not what the state legislates. Their agenda is for the United States of America to be the most bankrupt, economically and morally, the most open border, and the biggest decay of a society in the world. RuPaul for president. This clearly goes beyond the executive branch's authority, said Peter Sprigg of Family Research Council. The federal government should not put the thumb on the scale in terms of how states define marriage. Absolutely. But states' rights are vastly becoming a thing of the past. The administration steps marks the latest attempt by Obama to promote social acceptance for gays and lesbians and to ensure that their relationship enjoy equal treatment under the law. In addition to successfully pushing to repeal the ban on gays serving openly in the military, the Obama administration stopped defending the Defense of Marriage Act years before the Supreme Court took it up. And last week, Obama took another step demanded by gay rights advocates when he announced he will sign an executive order banning federal contractors from discriminating against employees based on sexual orientation or gender identity. And, you know, we see it so many different times. When they're running for office, what do they say? They're opposed to executive orders. Let's just listen to what Obama had to say campaigning back in. Here we go.
There's been a tendency on the part of this administration to try to hide.
Well, maybe we'll give that a try a little later. Maybe that's not going to work for us. But you all remember when he was campaigning, there was a lot of different things, such as criticizing George W. Bush for the use of executive order signing statements. Rotate the puppet. What do you get? The exact same thing again. When he can't get it through Congress, they just sign in statements, executive order, and ram it down the throats of the American people. There is a concerted effort by this administration to have the most open border policy, to promote homosexuality, and to continue the bankrupting of this economy. I predict that the last 2 years of Barack Obama, we are going to see legislation like this just continue to come down the pike. I mean, there's so many different crises going on in this administration. Scandals, I guess, would be a better word. I mean, the Lois Lerner debacle, where now they're saying all of the hard drives disappeared with all the evidence on it. I mean, don't you get sick of the corruption that spews from Washington, D.C.? How much is enough for the American people? The middle class is disappearing. Now, after, and you know, we're going to get into this after this break. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on in Iraq. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me. Back in moments.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio saying, I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. I'm going to see if I can play this clip for you right quick.
Part of this administration to try to hide behind executive privilege every time there's something a little shaky that's taking place. And I think, you know, the administration would be best served by coming clean on this.
It's not actually true that the Patriot Act was the worst. Most of the problems that we have had in civil liberties were not done through the Patriot Act. They were done through executive order by George W. Bush.
And I think one of the biggest problems of the last 8 years has been the degree to which President Bush has taken almost the opposite tack, that secrecy and concentrations of power in the Oval Office.
I taught the Constitution for 10 years. I believe in the Constitution, and I will obey the Constitution of the United States. We're not going to use signing statements as a way of doing an end run around Congress. All right?
Wow, that should get you off to a early morning laugh today, hearing Barack Obama spout all those lies that he told people that I guess thought that they were going to vote someone in that was going to represent America. And look at where we're at now. I mean, executive orders, we remember the campaign, the things he says. It's always, it's the rotation of the puppet, then they sell out America again. They're in the pockets of the bankers. They are in the pockets of the corporations, and they do not, Barack Obama and his administration do not care anything about following the Constitution. The fact that he supposedly taught the Constitution even makes it even sadder. But I wanted to get into this. You know, during this broadcast, I've mentioned this several times. Back in 2008 when we started, the Iraq War was in full steam. And we did even some broadcasts just on the use of depleted uranium. Now, this report come out this past week, Russia Today carried it. U.S.-led forces in Iraq used depleted uranium weapons in civilian-populated areas during the 2003 military campaign, according to a new Dutch NGO study that also exposes a lack of adequate cleanup efforts by the invading troops. Depleted uranium used by U.S. forces are blamed for birth defects and cancers widespread in Iraq. For the first time, the location of several sites where the invaders fired some 10,000 depleted uranium rounds were released by the Dutch Defense Ministry and published in a study by the Dutch Peace Group. Most of the DU rounds fired by the U.S.-led coalition were in heavily populated areas, the group says. Most of them were urban areas where the ammunition was deployed, with around 1,500 anti-armor rounds fired directly at Saddam Hussein's infantry forces. The GPS coordinates of DU rounds were initially handed over to the Dutch Defense Ministry because the Netherlands was worried about potential contamination of its own troops in the country. The ministry later shared the information with PACs under a Freedom of Information law. You better be careful if you send your troops to fight with the Americans, because they may get poisoned as we're using illegal ammunition. Most of the firing locations remain unknown, as more than 300,000 DU rounds are believed to have been fired by the U.S.-led coalition. NGO says that the health risk of more than 440,000 pounds of DU fired by Western forces remains unclear, as neither coalition forces nor the Iraqi government have supported health research into the exposure. Coalition forces were aware of the potential health and environmental impact of DU munitions, yet refrained from undertaking the necessary cleanup of DU outside even their own bases, a summary of the report read. So, you Iraqi veterans returning with the many, many different health problems, this may have attributed to it. The use of DU against these targets questions the adherence of coalition forces to their own principles and even their own guidelines. They should be held accountable for these consequences. Citing a 1975 memo from the Air Force Office of the Judge Advocate that restricted the use of these poisonous munitions. Use of this munition solely against personnel is prohibited if alternative weapons are available, the memo said, because of unnecessary suffering and poisoning. According to an earlier PAX report, more than 300 sites in Iraq are currently contaminated with depleted uranium, and it would cost at least $30 million to clean it up. Well, $30 million is not anything to the United States government. We go $3 billion a day in the hole, just floating the sinking boat. So why not clean it up? But it's just another window of insight into the government of the United States. We will do whatever we want to do. We will use munitions that are for darn sure questionable, if not illegal. We will give civilian populations cancer. What great environmentalist, humanitarian environmentalist this government is. While they go around the world preaching carbon taxes and green energy, but yet are more than willing to poison civilian populations in Iraq. It is a travesty. It's a war crime what we've done to Iraq. And, you know, when I started doing this broadcast, I was against the invasion of Iraq. If we went back and played the tapes of the people called in, thought that Iraq was involved in 9/11, even though we played the tape of George W. Bush saying that they weren't. Saddam Hussein didn't want to play ball with the New World Order. So into Iraq we go. Let me say it one more time. If Saddam Hussein had lived 10 lifetimes, he would not have killed more of his own people now than we have. We've left the country in a huge mess. George W. Liar Bush telling us this war could pay for itself, lied us into the war with the weapons of mass destruction. We've spent trillions of dollars and made just an unbelievable mess. And on top of that, look at our young women and men we sent into harm's way and bring them back blowed into pieces and various medical conditions. And then, of course, the federal government of the United States to securely place the cherry atop the cake. Too sorry then to even keep its promises to our returning veterans that went and fought these battles that they so insisted that we do. It just boggles my mind when you wrap this whole thing together. Our borderless country, our by design economic collapse. As we sit back and we watch all these agencies stockpiling ammunition like the IRS and even the Postal Service, the NOAA, we put up with warrantless searches. We've got militarized police that are being equipped with our war material armaments. Complete spying by the government on the people. Absolutely no privacy. 2014 is 1984. They are attacking the Second Amendment every way possible. Complete open border policies, free speech zones, First Amendment under attack. We put up with indefinite detention, rendition. We watch them shred the Constitution while paying out billions in foreign aid. Continually starting unconstitutional wars. We've got our skyrocketing debt, our collapsing economy, our disappearing middle class, bailouts for bankers, and no concern for our own veterans. How much is the American people willing to put up with? When will we say the two-party system is a complete failure? It's the two-party, one-party system. They're in the pocket of the corporations and the banks. They do not represent anyone out here in regular society. We have been sold out. And yet this just continues week after week after week as you watch the news. And the only thing I can tell you it will get, friend, is worse. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me. Back in moments.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hello, back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. And this next story coming in from endoftheamericandream.com, 19 reasons why you can laugh when anyone tells you that the economy is in good shape. There's so many times I've had that laugh, you know, as people get that glassy-eyed look, and then they regurgitate something they've heard in mainstream media, oblivious to the facts of what they ride around and actually see. That's how dumb a lot of America, unfortunately, has become. Have you ever heard the one about the economic recovery in the United States? It's quite funny, but it's not actually true. Every day, the establishment media points to the fact that global stock markets have soared to unprecedented heights as evidence that the economy is improving. But just because a bunch of wealthy people have gotten temporarily even richer on paper does not mean that the real economy is in good shape. In fact, you will see things just continue to get even tougher for the poor and the middle class. Retail stores are closing at the fastest pace since the fall of Lehman Brothers. The rate of home ownership in this country is the lowest that it's been in 19 years. One out of every five families do not have a single member that is employed. And one out of every five children, guess what's living in poverty. We are working harder, earning less, and going into more debt. With each passing day, the middle class gets a little bit closer, a little bit smaller, and the ranks of the poor get a little bit larger. But at least the stock market's doing great, right? If the U.S. economy really was doing so well, government dependence would not be at epidemic levels. If the U.S. economy really was doing well, we wouldn't have more than a million public school children that are homeless. If the U.S. economy really was doing well, the percentage of Americans that have a job would not be lower than it was when the last recession supposedly ended. And listen, if you're part of the group out there that somehow believes that the recession sometime ended, then trust me, you are oblivious to reality. If the U.S. economy really does, nobody that has taken an honest look at the numbers can honestly say that the U.S. economy has recovered. The following are 19 reasons why you can laugh when someone tells you the economy is in good shape. Radio Shack just announced that it's going to close an additional 200 stores on top of what it was already planning to close. During the first quarter of this year, reported earnings by major U.S. retailers missed estimates by the largest margin in 13 years. One out of every three grocery store workers in the state of California is on some form of public assistance. The percentage of Americans that believe that it is a good time to buy a home is the lowest that it's been in 4 years. According to a recent survey, 52% of Americans cannot even afford the house that they are living in right now. How about that for a statistic? Sadly, only 36% of American adults under the age of 35 currently own a home. That's the lowest level that's ever been recorded. According to one new study, half of all college graduates are still relying on their parents financially when they are 2 years out of school. The number of planned job cuts by U.S. employers is on the rise again. Job cuts climbed to the highest level in more than a year as U.S.-based employers announced plans to reduce payrolls by 52,961 in May, according to a report from Challenger, Gray, and Christmas. Right now, one out of every six men in their prime working years, 25 to 54, do not have a job. The percentage of Americans not in the labor force is still at a 36-year high. And let me say to all of you out there that want to blame all this on Barack Obama, yes, absolutely do it, but blame it on the Republicrats too. The economy collapsed under 8 years of George W. Bush. This is the two-party, one-party system at work destroying America. It's not Republican and Democrat. It's both parties. 53% of wage earners in the United States make less than $30,000 a year. The average age of vehicles on America's roads has hit an all-time high of 11.4 years. Are we making them better, or is it just people simply cannot afford to buy new vehicles anymore? I think people are driving their old cars, and I, for one, am one. According to Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter David K. Johnson, the economic recovery following the depths of the Great Depression was far superior to what we are experiencing today. The most eye-opening measure of how poorly the vast majority are faring these days comes from comparing the periods after the Great Recession and the Great Depression. The U.S. economy did not experience any economic growth during the first quarter of 2014. In fact, it actually contracted. The growth of furniture spending has just gone negative for the first time in about 2 years. What all these numbers tell you is people are not spending money because they do not have the money. And that's why when you ride around and you see all these small businesses closing, it is just a stranglehold on business. Yeah, you might see big businesses. You might see them open a Walmart somewhere. But even Walmart is reporting lesser growth. More than 20% of all children in the U.S. are living in poverty, and 49 million Americans are dealing with food insecurity. Now, this is why, while the U.S. military keeps 700 military bases in 120 different countries, is why we still continue to dole out foreign aid to Israel and Egypt and other countries. But here in America, 49 million Americans dealing with food insecurity, while at the same time the federal government of the United States is advertising for people from third world countries like Honduras to come to America. It's traitorous what is happening to the American people by their government, their out-of-control rogue government. Approximately 20% of all American families do not have a single member that is employed at this point. 20% of American families are completely jobless. According to a recent Gallup survey, unemployment jobs represents the number one concern for U.S. voters. Absolutely, it's the number one concern. It's not about making all these illegal aliens that broke the law to get here citizens. It's not about invading and attempting to rebuild Iraq, go around the world nation building, the big bully of the world, and spend trillions of dollars of more debt to police the world. That's not the concern of the American people. It is the concern of these warmongers in Washington. The concern of the average American people, and I talk to them all the time, is this collapsing economy. Now, you just partner that with the fact that the old world, Russia and China, stepping off of our worthless dollar. And I'm telling you, I tell you this every week, you maybe can't do a single thing about this news I'm reporting to you. And I feel just as helpless as you do. But there's one thing you can do, and that's prepare. Because as I've done this broadcast since 2008, and many predictions has come true, especially on the economic side of things, she's only going to get worse. They're piloting the ship directly into the rocks. Like I said last week, you don't have to see the train coming. When you hear it coming around the bend, you know she's on the way. It's coming. They won't let it do anything else. And these numbers prove it. How many times have I run down through this economic data with you? Time and time and time again. To try to show you that this is the true actuality. And that the best thing that you can do is get out of debt, get self-sufficient, support your local farmers, grow a garden, learn to can. And did I say get out of debt? Because this is not going to change. If I'm still doing this broadcast a year from today, it'll be the same story, except the numbers will just be worse. After adjusting for inflation, median household income in the U.S. is now about 7% lower than it was in the year 2000. Your income is lower, but your gasoline is higher. Your income is lower, but your food prices is higher. Your income is lower, but your taxes are higher. You are taking it, middle class America, every way they can give it to you. And yet, the mainstream, lying, prostituted lapdog media has the audacity to come on television and radio and try to paint the rosy picture. They try to put the rose-colored glasses firmly on the face of the peasantry and tell you that somehow things are getting better. And what boggles my mind the most is that there is a plethora of people out there that still are willing to choke down that lie. For God's sake, wake up, people. Wake up. Back in a moment. Stay with us.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. This is Radio for Truthers and for the masses that still believe the lie. Boy, there was a bunch of you out there, millions of you out there, that believed the lie of invading Iraq in 2003. Former Congressman Ron Paul is refusing to curb his condemnation of the current White House foreign policy, blasting United States President Obama further in a new op-ed concerning the possible U.S. intervention or re-intervention of Iraq. An editorial published on Paul's website on Sunday reiterates previously remarks made by the longtime lawmaker in recent days, which he's spoken out against America's interventionism, particularly with regards to rumors that the U.S. military will soon take action in war-torn Iraq. He said the same foreign policy experts who lied us into the Iraq war are now telling us we must reinvade Iraq to deal with the disaster caused by their original invasion. And that's absolutely the truth. The three-time presidential hopeful exclaimed in an op-ed published on the Ron Paul Institute official website, they cannot admit they were wrong about the invasion being a cakewalk that would pay for itself. Remember those lies of George W. Bush? So they want to blame last week's events on the 2011 U.S. withdrawal from Iraq, But the trouble started with the 2003 invasion itself, not the 2011 troop withdrawal. Anyone who understands cause and effect should understand this, he wrote. A big U.S. government weapons transfer to Iraq will no doubt be favored by the U.S. military-industrial complex, which stands to profit further from this Iraq meltdown, he added. This move will also be favored by those in Washington who realize how politically unpopular a third invasion of Iraq would be at home, but who want to do something in the face of a crisis. Shipping weapons may be an action short of war, but it usually leads us to war, he said. And as we have already seen in Iraq and Syria, very often these weapons fall into the hands of those we are supposed to be fighting. Because of the government's foolish policy of foreign interventionalism, the U.S. is faced with two equally stupid choices. Either pour in resources to prop up an Iraqi government that is a close ally with our hand, or throw our support in with Al-Qaeda in Iraq, as we've already done in Syria. I say we must follow a third choice, ally with the American people, and spend not one more dollar or one more life attempting to remake the Middle East. Well, I certainly agree with Ron Paul on that, but these warmongers in Washington, D.C. will not do that. They're in the pockets of the military-industrial complex. More war. We must start this war to save the peace, they will proclaim. Haven't we done enough damage already, Paul asked. Is that not the sad truth? You know, have we not lowered the opinion around the world of this country enough with this disaster of intervening in every brush fire war we can find around the globe, being the greatest debtor nation in the history of the world? Sunday's remarks come only after Paul posted a video statement on another website tied to his name in which he blamed the 2003 U.S. invasion of Iraq on creating the chaotic scene that has since crumbled in recent days due to the escalating turmoil. There is an alternative to all this, he said in a statement. We don't have to continue to do the dumb things that has been done for so long. It's time that we just rise up, use good policy, and come to our senses. So in that sense, there is always a chance that things will get much better, but I think the American people ought to realize how bad things are, how much worse they are tragically before we went into Iraq. In the days since both statements, the White House has acknowledged that roughly 300 U.S. troops will be sent to Iraq to guard the U.S. embassies and America's other interests. You know, I was adamantly opposed to this war, highly criticized, called unpatriotic and everything else back in 2008. You got to support the troops no matter what. I disagree with that. And here we are, 2014, been in Iraq 11 years, Afghanistan 13 years. What would happen if we had to fight a real foe, I wonder? But you go over there, you kill a bunch of innocent women and children, it incites hatred, they know this, and that's just how sick these warmongers in Washington, D.C. actually are. I wanted to get this in this hour. Anyone who's been going to the grocery store should know this. Food prices are now skyrocketing across the United States. This is coming in from Natural News. It says the Bureau of Labor Statistics, their most recent report reveals that the prices of meat, poultry, fish, and eggs leaped 7.7% over the past 12 months. That's nearly 367% higher than the official 2.1% inflation rate claimed by the federal government. Now, anyone with any common sense, and maybe even some of you that don't have that, know that the inflation rate is way more than 2.1%. I mean, does this government ever tell the truth? I don't know. But this goes back to what I was discussing earlier about how the average American people, I'm talking about those of you with regular jobs, those of you that are middle class, paying the bills, playing by the rules, you are taking the hit so many different ways. Prices on these food items have risen 664% in the last 5 decades, according to the BLS. But much of the price acceleration has happened in just the last few years, and there's no end in sight. While the federal government tries to blame rising food prices on global warming, because seemingly everything is now attributed to global warming, including depression and divorces, the far more sobering truth is that conventional agriculture is reaching a point of catastrophic failure. The mass poisoning of agricultural lands with pesticides and chemical herbicides has resulted in the rise of aggressive superweeds that are now taking over farms and causing productivity to plummet in many fields, as Nature.com now reports. The solution to this, according to chemical herbicide manufacturers, is to start spraying fields with 3, 4, or even 5 herbicides at the same time, layering different chemicals onto these resistant superweeds. This approach, of course, is headed for catastrophe, just as doctors have learned in the age of antibiotic-resistant superbugs. The more chemicals you use, the worse the resistance becomes. Before long, you've turned America's farms into Frankenweed factories that churn out megatons of weeds, but less edible food. And this, my friend, is some of the saddest, scariest news that we can report. And the prices of food, and you know, you could point your finger and say, well, droughts, this and that, all of those are factors, absolutely. But there seems to be no end in sight in this. And of course, the federal government assisting us with 30 million illegal aliens and climbing is not going to help. More mouths to feed. But this is something that that average American people are going to be talking about more and more, because as you see going to the grocery store, I mean, you go into a grocery store now and mosey over to the meat section and look at a nice steak, that's $15 or more. You know, I remember when $6, $7. In fact, it seems like you can go out to eat and buy a steak cooked with a baked potato cheaper than you can go to the grocery store and buy it and do it yourself. But we're going to see this, unfortunately, continue as the stranglehold on the economy worsens. So I'll say it again before we finish out this hour, and we're going to start next hour with a very interesting story, Inventing Terrorists. New study reveals FBI set up terrorist-related prosecutions. The Absolutely Truth covered this many, many times. And then we're going to get into what's actually going on the border. Third hour, taking your phone calls. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments. Stay with us.